straight. Let's go.
You listen to a real
is CliffCentral.com.
It's Cash Time Live. This is my E. We've had him on the show before. The song was called Kim Payne. Now, is this a sound that's authentically South Africa? Obviously, there's influence from US hip hop, but we've seen this sound coming out of Cash Time. We sort of borrows heavily from Kwaito,
sure,
and it blends it with hip hop. Yeah. What do you think of it?
I think, you know, it's up for debate, man. You know, the Cash Time sound is very much, I think there are elements of it being uniquely South African.
Yeah.
Of course, but I think at the same time, music is so diverse in this day and age that the truth of the matter is nothing is really original anymore.
Original, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so much music that's out there. So to say something is completely original and to take sole, I guess, responsibility for a sound is a very tricky thing. I think it's a big thing for someone to say.
I see what you mean. You
know what I mean? But I mean, I think it's easy for us to appreciate it because we know historically, you know, the Kwaito stuff and all that. So I'll give it that it's definitely true. We have traces of that in our history. So of course.
All right. Before Ludus Stanton leaves us, we've got a track from him.
With O'Neal Africa, Cliff Central.
I'm sick for this one, folks. Let's go. Turn me up on them headphones when you hear me sound. Same old flow, I'll be coming with. Hear me now. You can call me king, but doesn't really matter though. Do the walking, talking, I can give a fuck about a hoe. Stunt man, that's the click I'm running with lately. Ladies love me and they miss me special since I'm shady. Tell me why you mad, bro. Tell me what you stand for. I can do anything you cannot do. C4, blast off, out of here, I'm in my own zone. I wouldn't be surprised if this track was your ringtone. First pull the bass down before I hit a punchline. Hadn't had my fair share of fame, but I'm still shine. This is my time, and you gotta respect my means. Either you with me, or I'm off to the next. Before you judge me, there are things you gotta check. And God, I trust, and that is why I'm so pissed. Tell me why you're mad, bro. Yo, if I was you, I'd find myself another damn hoe. For real, boy.
So there you have it, man. So are you gonna take up this offer and go to the studio and record with him?
Of course I am. Need to check it out and see what happens, man.
Okay, promise us within a month we'll have a new single from you, sir.
Probably 5 singles, who knows?
Oh, nice one, nice one. Big up yourself. So you're going to work right now?
Yes,
are you gonna perform tonight at the bar?
No. It was actually yesterday, man. It was happening.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
We'd love to check you out, perform, or where you perform live. So where is it again?
It's at Polsoff and the Cambridge Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Big shout out to you, man. Good luck with everything. I hear you're not on Twitter.
Not at the moment.
Okay. Please join.
Please join.
We beg you to share the insults with us.
I'll do that.
We can't
man.
Be getting insulted by ourselves. While you're out there, be normal.
I try my best, man.
Have a nice day, man. We continue with the show. We're still hanging out with Books. We've got one more artist. In fact, two more artists will be joining us shortly. Gina is still here with us as well. Gina, are you ready?
I'm good, man.
Okay, we're coming back.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Now what you gonna dollar? Hey, dollar, what
you must. I'm hard.
The first of the three guests joining us shortly, Little Tricks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, two things that caught my attention when I was listening to the song.
Yeah.
I'm hard. And then pre-ejaculating. What's going on here doing this song?
Nah, the thing is, you could look at the song in two different ways.
There's only one way to look at it. You're hard.
No, you're pre-ejaculating.
Okay, fine. What's going on with this song? What?
The thing is, I wrote the song so that you can actually look at it in two different ways.
Okay.
You know, you can look at it the literal way, which is the way you're probably thinking about. So you could think it could be a sexual song.
I'm just messing with you, man.
But in the way I wrote it, like, it's sort of basically me telling this... The word girl is a metaphor for the public.
Okay.
So basically it's like the public, you don't need to, you look at me as if like, yeah, you know, Little Tricks, oh, you know, okay, cool, that song. But it's me saying, you know, you can ignore me now.
Yeah.
But eventually you will come to love me.
Now, let's talk about the name Little Tricks.
Yeah.
I always have hang ups about names that have little because you will grow up at some point.
That's true, yes.
So what's the story? Are you planning to remain to be an 8-year-old known as Little Tricks? That old man called Little Tricks used to be hard.
To be honest, I mean, there's no fantastic story I can give you about the name. It's just, you know, when I started, my older cousin was actually the one who introduced me to this, to rap.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, and I was 11 at the time. So he was like, you know, I rap. So I was like, okay. And he's like, okay, you can do it with me, but if you're going to do it, you're going to need a name for yourself. But it needs to be completely not like your actual name.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. So he's like, just call yourself Little Tricks. And I was like, okay.
So let's go with it.
Yeah, so then I just kind of stuck with it from then and just keeping it.
Do you speak Vanek?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I heard you throw in a few lines in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm learning. I'm speaking to a couple of people to help me understand it and everything.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from the south of Johannesburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
You grew up here?
I grew up here, yeah.
Tell me about your influences in the business.
My influences?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm influenced by a lot of people. My father used to just give me, like, rap songs, and he used to like Will Smith and those type of rappers, you know?
Your father liked
Will Smith
as a rapper.
Mm, and, I mean, he inspired me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Will Smith's name never gets thrown out when people talk about who influenced them.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I'm influenced by different people, different sounds, sometimes not even rappers for that matter.
Okay.
I mean, I'm influenced by musical scores of movies and things like that because I'm a producer as well.
Oh, so you're a producer as well.
I produce all my songs. I mix all my songs. I do everything. I do everything that you hear, everything that you see.
So this song we just played, Hard, is it from a specific album?
I had it for my forthcoming album, but you know, we're still seeing what we're gonna do about that. But I would hope it would be on my album. Yes.
All right. Now, before we let you go, Books.
Yep.
I would love to just challenge you to just one more verse before you leave us. Junior, are you ready for me?
I'm ready.
Okay. Books is about to leave. We have to milk him for all he's worth.
All right.
Before he dips, because we don't know when next we're going to see him.
For sure, man. For sure.
I suspect he'll be out in the U.S. Sure. producing Kanye West's album at some point. So.
Come on now.
So we need to be able to say we had him on the show. We made him. You know how guys do.
Yeah.
Okay, you made me make another one.
Let me see.
All right.
Let me see what I got.
You all good? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear what you got, Junior.
Slow it down, Junior.
What's going on there? Sounds like we're in a casino. What's happening with that beat?
What's going on out there?
Okay,
I'll use this one.
Give
you some bars.
Okay, Junior, turn it up a bit. Turn it up.
Turn it up, okay.
Yeah.
All right, keys over it, please.
Okay. Oh, man.
How's that?
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I think we are. All
right, let's do this one. Yeah. I opened up the door, kind of gentleman. She's so blown away by the so-called element. High time we separate the week from the fortnights. Should have been asleep, but I dream all night. Should have been major, but lames don't cut it. I should have been engaged, but my brain don't budget. I should have been engraved, but my face gon' duck it. I should have been ashamed, but my brain goes fuck it. Like bust it, had a little suitcase. We can travel around the world, I'll be a Bruce Wayne. How she turn around and be so fucking two-faced. I was trying to be the man so we could do things. I was trying to paint this picture with my loose change. I was tired of being the victim of a screw face. My design, I never listened to the Wu-Tang. I played the game and in my mind, see, I was Liu Kang. I tell these people that I'm over it. That's why I never put my baggage in the overhead. These tired niggas always go to bed. That's why my style was created in my own image, no photo cred. I lose sleep.
Let me get it back.
Okay, let's go. Mimosas on a Sunday, the juice got me loose like. I can see your suit come from 2002 like. Trying to play the dude when your shoes kinda rude like. Connoisseur sees, kinda sees what the suit like. Now who got the keys to my showboat? I don't need a fleece with the V kinda logo. But shout out to my G's who can see that it's Coco. The product overseas, but I need to be local. See, find out what it means to be reasonably promo. I'm swimming up the streams to be seen with some moguls. Telling me your dreams are to scream out with OVO. Cause OVO knows what she's mean with the solo, but you and I know that it's horseshit polo. Everybody looking all decent for the photos. There's no bro code in this motherfucking dojo. In the same breath, they John Lennon and Yoko. I tried to raise the bar a little, talking cash flow. They started from the bottom, man, I'm talking asshole. Started at the barber, now we at the Maslow. You startled at the confidence, I'm in my bathrobe.
Whoa!
Hey, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, Boots!
Yeah.
No, that was hard.
That was hard, man.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually working with Solo on his album, to be honest. So we've been working for about a week and a half with no sleep.
Uh-huh.
In fact, so we're continuing on that, and we got something actually pretty dope coming up. So Solo pushed this album to next year. My album's coming out next year. So all I can say is we got something coming out before year end.
Okay.
That we've been working on. So
that you're excited about.
Super excited about.
All right. So do you promise to come back here and share it with us?
No doubt.
All right, man. Big up yourself. Thank you very much, man. How do we?
Thank you.
Keep up with you. Social media.
Social media, Twitter. It's Books Nation. Instagram. It's Books Nation. On Facebook, you can search for Books the fan page. I'm out there. Yeah.
Okay. Big up yourself.
And go and listen out to the new single "Rule the World." Go check it out.
Is it available for download?
It is available for download right now, but we're going to put out, I think, the iTunes link. We're going to put it up next week.
Okay.
So right now it's up on SoundCloud, but check my Twitter, check my Instagram for more. Books Nation, Books Nation.
Okay, so yeah. Books Nation, the single is called Rule the World. It's a brand new one.
The iTunes link will only be available as of next week. Yeah.
All right, let's continue with the show. We've got one more guest joining us.
OOC, it's O'Neal Africa.
All right, we carry on with the show. Joining us right now, it's MT, and I just played you a song called Washa.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that title. Why is it called Washa?
It's a song initially by my DJ City Lights.
Okay.
Well, the song is just basically talking about people not believing in what we do, you know. We're telling them that it's actually real, you know. It's actually happening. I actually am cruising around the city and doing what I want because I get it, you know. It's real, you know.
Is that what Washa means?
Well, Washa means burn.
Okay.
Yeah.
What language is that?
It's Zulu.
Ah, okay. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Matatiel. I don't know if it's under KZN or Eastern Cape now. Because last time I checked, it was under KZN.
I don't suppose it changed.
Yeah.
Now, music. Tell me how long you've been doing it for.
I've been doing music for as long as I can remember. Primary school, as far as primary school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, I was basically inspired by all the child stars that were around at that time. Yo, Little Power, yo, Mzambia, yo, Msawa, you know. Seeing them do their thing at that age, you know, made me believe that it's actually possible, you know, like,
okay.
Doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're black, blue, or yellow, you can, you know, you can do it.
Now, your music, where is it available? Is it on rotation, on radio stations?
Yeah, it is on rotation in a lot of radio stations.
Okay.
Local music, local radio stations, national.
Okay, I've got two songs here. I have Wash and I have a Roll Up.
Yes, sir.
What was the first single you put out?
This year my first single that I put out was Roll Up.
Okay.
Roll Up didn't really have a concept. I was just jamming in the studio with my producer Raf.
Okay.
And then he begged me to keep it the way it is, you know. I was just freestyling and jamming to the song, and yeah, I didn't even know it would be as big as it is right now.
Speaking of freestyling, we're going to get into that shortly. Junior plays keys.
Okay.
We've got MT, we also have Little Tricks. Who's going to join us? Do you freestyle? Look, it doesn't have to be a freestyle. You could bring an old verse, it's fine.
Alright.
Okay, cool. Are you guys good? Junior?
Yeah.
Junior's going to play something. You let him know if you like it. If you don't, also let him know, he'll change it. Alright, Junior.
A bit faster, you know, like a boom clap. Yeah. Check. Yeah. Excuse me, Pella, I'm the real MT. The same lame that these ballin' niggas envy. It's kinda funny how that never made sense. Got my shawty giving me brain, beginners wanna test me. Tech, nina, you finna respect me, nah, now they wanna sign me. They used to reject me, now they giving me debt. I wanna
choke it.
Let's go. Excuse me, Pella, I'm the real MT. The same lame that these ballin' niggas envy. It's kinda funny how that never made sense. Got my shawty giving me brain, beginners wanna test me. Tech, nina, you finna respect me, nah, now they wanna sign me. They used to reject me, now they giving me debt. I just wanna be a breadwinner, these lanes politicking. See, bulala my track, tina li di ra di rap. Bina, that is really sad, and the mere fact is that I'm a winner, no longer beginner. So I push it to the max, push it to the limit, don't relax. Plus I'm nice with the raps and the swag, nah, I gotta say thank you to see life, we nice. And I'm out here, trying to do it B.I. Never at the club, unless I'm at the V.I. On my family hustle like I'm T.I.C.I. Not living for a honey, cause life is a beehive. Boozle sleek, I like be giving him the peace sign. Gotta keep it moving, sorry for the rewind. Wretched women handling the Mac game decline.
Okay, what okay. Your turn, sir.
Okay, cool.
But,
yeah. Okay. It's the return of the Jedi. Watch the space, you all welcome. Your girl on my Millennium Falcon. How come all these stormtroopers out here acting like they're Sith Lords? Zap them on my middle like Malcolm. Dude, these snake niggas coming fresh up out of Death Star. Me, I stay perky like Pro Tusi's breast saw. That sounded thirsty, but hey, I surrender. But like Uncle Festa.
you okay, need to bring that back.
Okay, cool.
We need that verse again. Please
okay,
bring
cool,
it back.
I'll do it again.
Alright.
It's the return of the Jedi. Watch the space, you all welcome. Your girl on my Millennium Falcon. How come all these stormtroopers out here acting like they're Sith Lords? Zap them on my middle like Malcolm. Dude, these snake niggas coming fresh up out of Death Star. Me, I stay perky like Pro Tusi's breast saw. That sounded thirsty, but hey, I surrender. I stare at them and torture myself, Uncle Festa. Hate me, I do hate you too, Bono. Step on you, I will, my feet Frodo. Y'all had a hunch that I'd be back, Quasimodo. When everything was all gloomy, swear I still had haters glow in the dark and friends lost like electrons in an Iron Man Tony Stark. But through the flood, it's funny how these niggas try to come on board like Trevor Noah had an arc.
You done?
Nah, it's cool.
Oh man, I was enjoying that.
Are you happy to go again?
Dude, go.
Okay, cool.
Go.
Oh, you ain't heard my trickstape, my nigga. Oh, you ain't heard my mixtape, my nigga. Well, that's cool, kid. Still, I'm the new kid. Still, I've been doing it longer than you did, stupid. I do it my way. So, of course, haters looking at me sideways. They couldn't stop my drive till I got stuck on a highway. Now I'm pulling up in your driveway. Sky room with the leader of the squad. I wonder if I might be a genie out the bottle. I wonder, cause the way I'm granting all these wishes like I'm Wonder. But then I need to stir up a Cosmo. Get it? I am what they all lack. I do it XX large. Got these haters on choke. Now they all flat. Why you got a turtleneck? Now you really know who's in charge. Oh, you got that jelly flu? Oh, I see what jelly do. You make them more jelly too. Better take them to jelly school. Jelly, whoo, boy, you need some baseline in that baseline. And if it ain't mine, I don't waste time. Pardon the ego, but I still can't lose. The best rapper besides me, and I still can't choose. Use a black belt on that one-hit wonder like Jay Quan Do.
So there you have it, man. Your freestyle. Little Tricks killing it. Talking about Peltus's perky breath.
Yeah.
Are they perky? I haven't noticed. Are they perky?
There was that picture. What was no that picture? Mary Claire. Was it the Mary Claire?
Were they perky? On there, I have to dig up that magazine. Cat, are Peltus's breasts perky? Okay, Cat says they are. If she says they are, then they are perky. I was gonna go looking for that magazine to ensure.
You should check it out.
So, nice one. Now, let's get back to you, MT. Is there an album out?
Not yet, but I'm currently in the studio, you know, like day and night, trying to put it together.
All right.
Yeah.
So, let's check out Rollout.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It's a bloody hot song. Roll up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is hot. Is the video out?
Yeah, it's out. Yeah,
it's on rotation as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with the MT. You just checked out a song called A Roll Up. So this is the official first single.
Yes, sir.
And tell me about the process of working on this. Oh, so this is what you were referring to when you said you were just playing around and you just caught on.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Man. It sounds like you're having fun with it.
Yeah, I was actually. Shout out to my producer, Ruff.
What's happening with Calabos? Are you working with anyone?
I'm more than willing to work with anyone, you know.
Okay.
But I've decided to like find myself, you know, as an artist. I feel like I still need to grow, you know.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of time in the studio on my own or with Ruff, trying to, you know, like perfect my skills so that I'm fit enough to work with other people, you know.
All right, Little Tricks is about to leave us shortly.
Yeah.
Now, what are you working on right now?
Well, I am working on an album. Uh-huh. Every single song that I release from now on will be on with my forthcoming album. I'm dropping my the music video for Hard.
Okay.
It's coming in about a week or two.
Okay.
We shot that in August. It's coming out. We're just sorting out airing dates. And then my next single, Wonderful, actually comes out end of October, which features Rouge, Slicker, and Melissa Allison.
Nice.
Yeah.
Before you head out, I have to have you jump on a beat and just tear it up.
Okay, sure.
I always try test guys for something from back in the days. So let's see how you do on this.
00C, it's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central every Friday at 2 p.m.
They try to tell me this industry is a jungle. Then I must be the Tarzan. It's frustrating when you're working this hard, man. Imagine watching them all eat while you're chilling and starving. I waited one whole year for one call, but baby, I became way cooler than North Pole. So I can hit it back in the front. Above all, I hit it both sides like the lightsaber of Darth Maul. No contracts, I'm not ever gonna chase that. I'm still rolling out, you're trying to be the big wheel. Let's face facts, I'm not ever gonna waste tracks. So for me to drop some new shit is like a big deal. How I get inspired by my own ideas. Scared of you, I'm not even scared of my own nightmares. For you to reach me could take 2 light years. So I'm already top of my class if you my peers. It's the rise of the Jedi, peep that Obi-Wan. I don't need none of these bitches, I got only one. I got way too much ambition, boy, you don't mean none. If you ain't with me, then you with me, boy, you dead to me.
Nice. Shout out to you, Little Tricks, man. Trish. So how do we keep up with you on social media?
You can go to my website. It's littletricksmusic.blogspot.com. It's liltrixmusic.blogspot.com. There's all my music is there for free download. You can get updates, you can get my bio, my videos, everything is there. And you can follow me on Twitter at LilTrixSA.
Yep.
On Instagram, BigTrix. And yeah, Facebook, LilTrix. And it's cool from there.
I think you got mad skills, man. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. Like your bars, you got bars, and I enjoy you rapping, man.
I appreciate that.
So please come back here with one more single when it's ready.
No problem. We'll be ready end of October, so for sure I'll come here with that.
All right. Good luck with everything.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Smash just joins us shortly.
This is CliffCentral.com. Okay.
This is Grinding. Smashes is in the building. What's up, dog?
What's going on, baby?
You good?
I'm living.
I hear bars there. I hear you. I hear some shade as well.
Shade, never
so,
shade. Never shade.
There's some shade in there about you going solo.
Yeah. That's not shade.
What's good, man? What's good?
I'm living. We out here. We having a good time.
Tell me about Grinding.
Yeah. That was just It just came out at a time where there was like a whole lot of questions being thrown my way. So I was just, that was just me addressing my situation at the
time. Okay, you want to tell us about those questions you were getting?
It was mainly just the questions about like the whole cash time situation.
Yeah, what
happened?
What's
going on with that, this, that, and that. It's all in the song.
I know it's annoying. Listen, dude, but we have to talk about it. Like, honestly, we have to talk about it.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, you're one of the faces that, you know, immediately jumped to mind whenever cash time was mentioned. But suddenly we don't see you popping bottles with dudes anymore. What's happening?
I guess you have to get to a point where you just gotta pop your own bottles, you know, in life.
Nice.
And not pop them with anybody else. But like, it's not a matter of like shade or anything. It's just having gone separate ways.
Okay.
You know, there's no beef or anything like that. There's no.
Do you feel like you weren't getting enough attention?
Concerning what exactly?
Maybe an album.
Well, for me, it's like I'll get the attention when it's due to me, because I haven't yet really put out any work until now with the new single that I just put out with X and Questa.
Okay.
But yeah, at the time it was like a lot of people felt that way, but I understood why I would get no attention at that time, because I hadn't put out any music. I was still in the studio working, you know, night and day and stuff.
If Cash Time reached out to you right now and said, let's work together, would you call back?
Let's work together as in become a member.
Yeah.
It would be a discussion.
But
there's no bad vibes between Cash Time and I.
You do know like, that's cool. That's how we're going to take it. The immediate assumption is always that, something went wrong.
Yeah, I know.
So you're saying to us that nothing went wrong.
Nothing went wrong. I've got X on my new single.
Okay.
Just to show that nothing went wrong. You know?
Okay. All right.
I just spoke to KO this morning.
Okay.
On the phone. Like it's.
Listen, it could have been
all good.
It could have been like an insult session. Like you still spoke this morning.
it was a friendly conversation.
Okay. Fine. Let's just focus on you.
Yeah.
As Smashes. Now,
please.
Now that you're away from Cash Time, and you're on your own now, you obviously have a whole new team. Right now, tell me about your new team.
My new team is basically just my family, really.
Okay.
You know, I don't really move with like a crew or a clique or anything like that as far as music wise.
Yeah.
You know, I just have my people with me. You know, I just have my little brother with me. I have the niggas we make clothes with me, and that's just how we move. We're just making it happen as we go.
Okay.
That's
really
just
the movement.
Is
there any specific reason
right
why you felt like right now it's important for you to be alone?
Having come from a group situation, you know, I feel like it wouldn't be advisable to jump into another one. It's just like,
okay,
you know, we made that happen and that happened.
Yeah.
You can't try and like rebuild something like that. You just gotta let it go. And if I gotta be up by myself, then I gotta be by myself. But I just gotta do what I gotta do. That's all it is.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's talk about the music itself. The focus. where's the focus right now in terms of the music, the sound?
Yeah.
What is it going to sound like?
I'm not really going for specific sound to like per se, but like I'm going for specifically just telling my story, as far as anything you hear from me now is going to be
your reality.
Yeah, it's going to be like something about something that's going on in my life right now. Like ever since the Grinding song came out, like any verse you hear from me now is just going to be, because I feel like when I was in the group and whatever, I never really got a chance to tell my
story
solely.
Yeah.
Because we're in a situation where we're making songs and, you know, you got to incorporate everybody else. So it's like you take a certain role in a group.
So you felt like that limited you creatively?
Not creatively, just as far as telling my own soul story the way I want to tell it.
Okay.
I couldn't exactly do that because I'm in a situation where I'm working with other people, so we have to make it work. You know,
okay.
Everything we do has to be cohesive, and now I've got the opportunity to tell my story the way I want to tell it and as deeply as I want to tell it.
Is there anything that frustrates you about the industry right now?
I don't know if it still frustrates me, but like it's just, I think you get to a point where you figure out that the industry is just very quite evil.
What do you mean by evil?
It's just like it's not a real thing. You know, like I got into this industry at a very young age. You know, like, and I took everything that was going on as a reality. And then you grow older and then you realize that none of this shit is real. Like all the handshakes and all the smiles and all the popping bottles together, like none of that is real. It's just like, it's just a thing at the moment. Like when shit is all good, it's like everybody's there to do that. And but like none of that
is real. But the chips are down.
Yeah, like
that's when you realize
nobody else, none of those people exist.
All right, MT.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm gonna pose the same question to you. Anything that frustrates you about the business in general?
For me, my side is just basically like the people who call themselves our supporters, our fans, and stuff like that. Like, why are they allowed to call us names when all we're trying to do is give them music? You know, if you don't like my music, move on to the next guy. It's that simple. You don't need to like come up to me and try to raise my tempo, trying to test me, you know, because like for me to be doing music in the first place, like I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for the people, you know, people who are gonna like it. So if you don't like it, like stick to what you like, you know, it's just really that simple, you know. So for me, it's like these people that just go in these people we call our icons, these people who inspire us, like that's just not fair at all. Like they given the platform to insult them. Like,
you know, you brought up a very interesting point. I think maybe let's just briefly focus on that as well. We're seeing a lot of that happening. Why is there so much turmoil between the fan, particularly the fan on social media, and the artist? Where is that coming from? And how do we combat that?
I don't know, man. I've actually this is funny for me because I've seen him like struggle with that like recently.
So
I struggled with it as well. Like when you're new to this whole thing, like you're gonna get a whole lot of that. That used to be something that frustrated me until I got over that. It was just like, man, these people are gonna do that, like. And that's just that. It's something that it comes with this, unfortunately. And I don't know why it happens, but it's unfortunately something that has become cool to do.
Yeah.
Like, people are actually getting a following off of just being the person that says, like, a whole lot of garbage.
Insulting artists.
Yeah, that's just how social media has become. And it's just like,
It must be a difficult line to walk then, because you need the fan support.
Yes.
But you can't distinguish a hater from a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So then how do you navigate your way around that? How do you ensure that you're cool with the fan, but this one knows their place as well?
Ish.
I don't know. I think just give love to those who give love and just ignore everything else. Because, you know, I got into a situation where I got into, like, literally a fight. And off of, like, that stuff. And
yeah.
It was just, like, afterwards I realized that this, like, you can't fight everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming a trend. It's everybody's
you can't,
game.
You can't win. It's a war you can't win, actually.
Just ignore ignore the rest and just focus on those that show you love.
Alright, we're gonna make music. Hanging out with the Smashers, we're hanging out with MT. So if I have two great minds in the studio, Junior is on keys, why the hell are we talking, not making music? So Junior's gonna play some keys. You gentlemen decide if you like them or not. And we come up with melodies. You can either do the verse or the hook, vice versa. Is that cool?
You got us on the hook, right?
Alright. So Junior, let's hear what you got. All right, let's do this while you sort yourself out.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby. Okay. All
right. Central, OC, OC. O'Neill on key central, OC, OC. O'Neill on key central, OC, OC. You're listening to O'Neill on key central.
Yo, give us a hook, B.
I don't know, man. I was gonna go in on a verse.
Okay, that's fine.
To the right.
Because you know hooks then.
Yeah. Yeah. Check. Pair. Kichi Missy Mali Nama Gang. Won't be broke forever, I gang. Didn't believe in me, now you but to see. I'm moving up with Nusele. Ivili la chica ya vele. Henangege basmele. Jela mahita asiege. Banga mane baspege. Pega lampa nagit. If you hating on me, sorry. So kselum tanagi. And another thing. I am a boss. Bayangazi empagati. Teacher, kill a show, let him all again. I'll never stop, hell no, cause I'm gonna win. I'm still, teacher, kill a show, let him all again. I'll never stop, hell no, cause I'm gonna win. I'm in the building, but I'm still going in. I'm tryna KO lames, getting ready for gym. I hear you talking, but you ain't saying nothing. I'm rolling with ballers and you lames, it's fake stunting. Two chicks, one night, why? Y'all stay cuffing, kill a show with the club, and you know we're straight jumping. Met pro just the other day. And my dream came true, what you wanna say? Have my team on set, popping hella ace. With a Latin mama, sita saying, andele, toalage. It's MT with it.
Can you switch it up for me real quick? Switch it up real quick. See what we... Slower, B. Slower. Let's... Give me something different, actually. Something different. What else you got?
So that's good enough?
Oh, is that you, B?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I can just flow for a living. I'm out of my mind. I wanna live out a dream, so I might put my life on the line. Yeah, I'm on the grind, but not all the time. And it's cause when I see your girl, then I'ma be off for the night. I'm a god on the mic. Yeah, but everybody know that though. When you lose the cosign that you came on with, then everybody gon' let go. That's just life. Yeah, if all you other rappers in the game wanna live, ask us nice. You better ask us nice. I'm so inspired that I'm not retiring. I wanna know how it feels to be higher than all of you niggas I'm firing. That's free shots for all of you niggas. All of you niggas are tired and I'm in my zone. What we look like, let me get that back. I'm so inspired that I'm not retiring. I wanna know how it feels to be higher than all of you niggas I'm firing. That's free shots for all of you niggas. All of you niggas are tired and I'm in my zone. I heard that you and your team wanna beef. Tell them I'm coming alone, I'm an army alone. So fuck all the fake shit. Fuck all the deaths. Fuck all the smiles and the hugs, nigga. Fuck all the hating. Yeah, I know the patience to make it is needed and I know I've made it. Yeah, I know I've made it. And plus all your favorites are sounding so basic that I'll own the game in a matter of time. How we looking like?
Hey,
that was nice.
Are you done?
That was nice.
You're cool. All right, so there you have it, man. MT smashes, killing that beat there. Remember, this was unrehearsed, man.
Yeah,
this is something that they just came up with in the studio. So real quick before we get out of here, let's catch up with you. So what are you up to now? What is Smashes up to?
I'm actually. I just dropped a single that we're about to get into now with Kid X and Questa. We're shooting a video for that this weekend. Yo, you gotta come out. You already know. We're shooting a video for that. And then as soon as I drop the video for that, I'm dropping the also long awaited EP titled Similane, which is my surname.
Okay.
Which also just goes to symbolizing as to how personal it gets. And then I've already started working on some new music and it's sounding real great. So depending on how it goes, as I keep working, we'll see what we turn it into.
Okay.
As far as are we turning it into an album or do we just drop another, you know, body of work just to give out? But like, I'm just excited to give out music because I feel like I've been quiet for way too long now.
Yeah.
So I'm good now. I'm back.
So Night and Day is coming up. It features Questa and Kid X.
Yeah.
We're going to close the show with that. MT, let's just wrap up with you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming through, man. What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I'm not sure. Yes. But I'm sure I'm up to something.
Okay.
Sure. Definitely.
Definitely sure, yeah.
All right. So in terms of work, videos, are you working on anything currently?
Yes. We just recently shot the music video for DJ City Lights, a song, Washer. The song we played at the beginning.
All right.
We're not done with it. We're still going to finish off that music video. Do a music video for my next single. Yeah, and basically I'm currently just putting together songs for my album, you know.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very, very much for coming through.
By the way, he's on my EP. So
he's on your EP.
As far as him talking about what he might get up to, we might shoot one of the songs that we did together. So
nice.
We're just gonna get busy.
Yeah.
You know? Nice one. Yeah, so here you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Smashes Night and Day, features Kid X and Questa. Remember, this podcast will be available in about 30 minutes. It will be available for download. Make sure you download the podcast. Everything you heard on the show, you'll be able to check out there. We're out of here. Junior, have a nice weekend.
Same to you, man.
Big
Thank
up.
You so
Watch.
Double OC. It's O'Neill Africa. Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.